As we have discussed in the past, the transfer portal has been picked clean for the most part, as most everyone has settled into where they're going to go. But folks, I've got a handful of guys, maybe an extra one or two, more than a handful, that are still available in the transfer portal that can help teams this year. Now, I know it's a tough ask because you got to get there for the summer semester, get eligible, and you don't have the spring. The spring is over, so you're going to have a more difficult time to get in and help a team. However, there's a few guys that can still help. We're going to get into that today on the Landry Football Podcast. On the Landry Football Podcast Network, we ask you to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, Spotify. Spread the word about what we're doing, and that way you don't miss any of our football shows if you sign up. Again, it's free, so make sure that you take advantage of it right now. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football, LandryFootball.com. The website takes you inside the game of football from a coaching, scouting, and front office perspective that's a little different than any place else. So you can get, if it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, inside information on the college and pro game, we got it for you at LandryFootball.com. Get a coaching, scouting, and front office perspective on the game of college football and NFL. You can try it out for a month, 6 months, or take advantage of our scouting season offer, which is the best deal that we've got going. It'll take you through a full calendar year, the rest of this offseason, preparing for the football season, all the way through the next season, all the games, all the breakdowns, recruiting, transfer portal, free agency, the draft next season. We got it all covered for you under that scouting season offer that we have today. So make sure that you check it out. The top player still available, and we keep you up to date with the transfer portal board over at LandryFootball.com, was Texas San Antonio wideout Zachary Franklin. He recently came off the board committing to Ole Miss. recent commitments from some of the other prospects, he's only a few difference makers ahead of the 23 season. You had ex-Florida wideout Xavier Henderson committed to Cincinnati. You've got former TCU wideout Jordan Hudson, SMU, and ex-Michigan State playmaker Keon Coleman at Florida State. Other recent ones. But there's still a few, not many, that are plug-and-play starters. You know, you had Penn State running back Devin Ford announced he's headed to Notre Dame the last few days, which fills the void left by Logan Diggs, who departed after spring practice and is enrolling at LSU. So many of those still undecided in the portal. Most of them are going to have an uphill battle to find a spot on respective two deeps. Given the late stages of the offseason programs and teams basically formulating their final rosters as we speak. But it's a new age of college football, and it's created a environment where there's still a handful of guys, much like an NFL free agency, still a handful of guys. So let's take a look at some of them. Sadio Traore, the tight end, he plans to play wide receiver next season. He did not want to stay at tight end at Colorado. He's one of the best receiving tight ends in college football last year out at Arkansas State. Caught 50 passes, 655 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's 6'4", he's 223 pounds. He graded out very well. He was one of the best receiving tight ends in the country. He can be a big slot, and somebody's going to give him that opportunity. I think he can help a lot of people at this point. T.J. Young, a safety, the former Florida Atlantic safety, really, he jumped into the portal after spring. He had 48 total tackles, 2 interceptions as an all-conference USA player last year. He's from Palm Beach Lakes, Florida High School, finished with 2 touchdowns. He had a pick 6 on a 64-yarder and a loss against North Texas. In 49 career games, he's totaled 160 tackles, 7 interceptions, 4-3 fumbles while showing a knack for the end zone. Really good player that's still in the portal. Ethan White, an interior offensive lineman. He started every game at left guard for Florida last year, and he looked like he was going to be a huge transfer addition for USC. But White, who graduates at the end of the spring semester, never made it to LA. An injury might prevent White from playing football in the future. So I put him on the list because he is absolutely one of the best players still available. The injury situation needs to be looked into, and I think that is maybe going to prevent him from playing football this year, maybe into the future. But it is something that I think it at least deserves mention because of how good he is. Marquise Robinson, a defensive lineman from appeared in multiple in the portal bowl multiple times during his Auburn career. But this time, I think it's clear he's leaving Auburn. He entered in December, and his recruitment's been pretty quiet. He's one of the highest-rated players in Auburn's 21 signing class. Entered the portal last January. Then he withdrew his name 3 months later. He missed all of spring practice in 22, and he appeared in only 2 games this season, just 2 tackles. So he's kind of a forgotten guy. You don't know what you're getting, but based upon what he was when he was healthy and played and was available, he was a beast. He deserves to be mentioned here. A little bit boom or bust, but again, you're not talking about signing guys like in the pro game. So there's really no risk. There's really no downside. I'd look at this guy and study and see, is this a potential guy that you don't want in your locker room? Okay, avoid him. But if you're okay with him, bring him in. I think he has some value to add depth to your defensive line. Milton Wright, a wide receiver. He originally departed Purdue last spring. He's academically ineligible. 2021, Wright's most recent season, he was a 4-star recruit. He's the second leading receiver under Coach Jeff Brohm. He had 57 receptions, 732 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's 6'3", 195, a big target. Played immediately for Purdue in 19. And as a true freshman, he was a contributor during each of his 3 seasons on the field. So he came out of Louisville, Kentucky Christian Academy in the 19 class. He chose Purdue over Alabama, Kentucky, Louisville, Michigan State, Ohio State, Oregon, South Carolina, a couple of others. This guy can play. And I think academically, much like we talked about with maybe some of the availability issues with White and health-wise with Ethan Marcus Robinson, and then health-wise with Eaton White, Milton Wright is someone that I think you need to look into because as a player, he's really that good. Savion Wilkerson, the running back, top running back available after a slew of recent commitments from the position. He's the former Jackson State running back. He drew a lot of interest since entering the portal in April. He's a 22 transfer to Jackson State via Delaware State. He had a breakout season. Unbelievable, runner. He was he makes people miss. He's been in contact with the likes of Missouri and Louisville and Wisconsin and Minnesota. I know Cincinnati, Cal Berkeley out west, Marshall, Virginia Tech have been interested. Texas State, BYU, Northern Illinois. He can help somebody, and I expect him to land here this summer. And the one other guy I'll mention is Sean Washington, another defensive lineman. He's 6'4", 270. He left during the spring after playing 1 game as a freshman during Georgia's 22 national championship season, recorded a solo tackle against Samford, former 3-star prospect out of Warren Eastern in New Orleans. He announced his commitment to Georgia late in November of 21. He's a former LSU commitment, chose the Bulldogs over Florida and a host of other programs. I still think the position he plays, the potential that he has, and the size, I think he is valued. Not necessarily high level, but I think depth at a Power 5 program, certainly someone that can help, I think, pretty early in Group of 5. So not a large list, no doubt, but a short list of guys that I still think can help people. And for different circumstances, you've got to do your homework, whether it's academic, medical, whatever the situation may be. Football-wise, the tape shows, these guys can help and really play if they can be available. A reminder, again, you can find out more details like this and keep update on all of these players over at LandryFootball.com. take advantage of our scouting season offer. It's the best deal that we've got going. Try it out for a month, 6 months, whatever is your pleasure there. But you get the best information in football from a coaching, scouting, front office perspective. Look, if it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, inside information, coaching searches, player movement on the college NFL level, we got it covered for you at LandryFootball.com. So, again, take advantage of our scouting season offer today. Subscribe, like, and share for free the Landry Football Podcast Network. Apple, Spotify is where you want to go. That way you don't miss any of our football content. For now, that's a look at the latest, and we'll keep you up to date on everything college football, NFL, right here on the Landry Football Podcast Network and LandryFootball.com. Talk to you next time, everyone.